Gregory Alan Isakoff's three studio albums have been spare and intimate. His voice, his guitar, sometimes a banjo, a piano, a fiddle, some drums.
You take the big one. I'll take his brother.
But with this new album, Isakoff wanted to build his songs bigger. So he gave them to a symphony, the Colorado Symphony to be exact.
Been riding lots of trains. The same ones as you.
It was kind of one of those daydreamy ideas that you write down and you kind of like, this is way too far out. This will never happen. But, you know, then it happened and we were like, you know, let's record 15 songs and see which ones kind of lend themselves the best.
What was it like technically to rearrange these songs? I mean, did you, don't be offended by this question, but did you know what you were doing? I mean, scoring scoring for an orchestra, I think, is different and more complicated.
Totally. No, it was a gigantic collaboration. Our two friends, Jay Clifford from Jump Little Children and Tom Hagerman from Devotchka, mainly orchestrated all the arrangements. And then, you know, we were kind of back and forth all year, and I was like, this part's a little too fluty, and, you know, like,
that's
going
the
back
technical
and forth.
Term, I'm sure, in the symphony.
Yeah, it's
fluty, too fluty.
She held on to my coat that night like a kid lost in her sleeves. Oh, we warmed the ground, we hushed our sound, slept on walking feet. Lord,
what was it like the very first time that you played one of these songs with a big old symphony?
It was amazing. You know, there's the normal kind of nervousness that you get when you play for other people outside of your kitchen. But I think when you're playing this music in these buildings that are kind of created for music, it's amazing. It's indescribable, you know. And then there's all the other elements of, like, all the band's parents and weird cousins and landlords, and everyone's there, you know. And the symphony's very well dressed, and we're kind of like hobbling out, being like, sorry, these are all in C, you know.
Can you point to one song on the album that really changed when you put this accompaniment with it, and changed in a good way?
Yeah, I really like how Big Black Car came out.
Let's listen to some of Big Black Car.
You were a phonograph, I was a kid, I sat with an ear close, just listening.
What pleased you about that arrangement?
A lot of these arrangements, I think Jay and both Tom and Jay kind of had this Nick Drake sense of arranging orchestral instruments, which I love old records with an orchestra on it, you know, like old Beatles records or Nick Drake records. And they kind of have that kind of, I'm instantly in the 70s or something.
This could be all that we know of love and
Was there one song in here that was really challenging for you? Maybe when they came back with the arrangement, you were like, I just don't know if I can do it this way.
Master and a Hound was like that. We just didn't know where the beat was, because it's a pretty intricate picking pattern on the guitar. And Scott, the conductor, was like, I don't know where we are. We're like, well, let's just try it. And it always has this amazing, unifying sense when we're kind of triumphant when we're finished.
Where were you when I was still calm? Just a water treader way.
You are originally from South Africa, but have spent years in the U.S. I read, though, that you have now taken up residence in the great state of Colorado, and you are farming in Boulder.
Yeah, outside of Boulder, in Boulder County, yeah.
What are you growing?
Well, this year, you know, we're doing a lot of seeds for, like, a seed company. Vegetables, mostly. We have, like, over 80 varieties of vegetables that we're growing seed for. Yeah, but I moved out to Colorado to go to horticulture school about 15 years ago. It was sort of always my other kind of love.
So what did you learn about yourself through this whole symphonies project, do you think?
I mean, the craziest part for me is just that it feels like a dream almost, that this is even possible, that you can have an idea and then ask if it's possible and it can happen. And I think that's amazing to me. That's a great, I have a great sense of proof that there's magic in the world, you know? Well, I just come to
talk St. Valentine. Gregory Alan Isakoff, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks so much, Rachel. While the girls in the glass, they're just throwing me shade. I'm saving my coins of Jingle and Jane. She's out plucking strings in the pouring rain. She's out plucking strings in the pouring rain.